please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about dangerous border trees. Well, let's go. Remember friends, when you're crossing the border and there's no cops around, there's all kinds of things that could happen to you and your butt. Oh yes friends, people in the border are getting abused sexually. Why? Why not, right? It's unfortunate that the people that run the country are worthless pieces of shit. My opinion, of course. It doesn't mean shit, right? Well, anyways, let's continue. It's unfortunate that my country is infested with rodents. Yes, it sucks so bad, but it's the world that we live in, right? It sucks that my country is bought and paid for by filthy animals, but it is what it is, right? Yes, friends, I have a clip of a guy in a border town, and he's talking about what happens on his property around his trees. Oh, yes, people get the rapé on the trees. Yes, you know, you gotta water the trees with liberty, or in this case, semen. Well, let's bring up the clip.
Why are all these female pants turned inside out?
Yes, people come here for a better life, but are they really getting a better life? No, it looks like they're getting motherhood thrusted into them, right? Just saying.
Because, yeah, so, I mean, you know, I mean, we're all adults here.
All adults? Don't they have unaccompanied children, migrants, or whatever the fuck they call them? Yeah, there's kids running around here, and you don't think they don't get to worship the royal scepter? You got something else coming to you, friend. Yeah, it looks like you have a semen bib on your face, so let's continue.
Only time you turn a pair of pants inside out is usually when you're trying to take them off pretty fast.
Well, in my case, I'll be ripping them off. I ain't gonna turn shit inside. I'm gonna grab and just go whack. Oh, look at this. Is this for me? Oh, yes. These people think that fucking you're gonna be playing around with these. Remember, you're gonna be taking that fucking pussy, so that's what you're gonna do, right? Well, let's continue.
We've been to lots of different border places. There's always girls' underwears and bras.
Those are the rape trees.
Cool. It's like that movie Big Top Pee Wee when Pee Wee Herman was making a hot dog tree. Yeah, you make a rape tree. Ooh, fun times. Fun times indeed. Well, let's continue.
That's a rape tree. Yeah, when they're all hanging on the bushes or the fence or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, it's more romantic when you make love under the stars, right? Well, let's continue.
Wow.
And that's...
Well, friends, you should get all these underwear and put them inside the back computer. Oh, yes, I'm sure you could find all kinds of DNA evidence on that shit, right? Well, knowing all the Democrats, they'll probably suck on the juices on these because they're fucking sick monkeys, right? Well, anyways, let's continue. Oh, looky here. Aren't those the underwear of a little kid? Uh-oh. I guess what happened to Baby Yoda, right? I guess they used the force on Baby Yoda and poopy! There you go. Oh, yes. This is the world that we live in. Enjoy. What the fuck? Really? Leopard print bra? Come on, those are just like fucking painting targets on your titties. Yeah, like hit the bullseye right here. Enjoy.
I've had people come out and like, oh, I can't believe this is going on.
You know what's fucking crazy? That this shit's happening in your backyard, and you're allowing it. Yeah, if that was my backyard, either A, I'm participating, or B, I'm gonna run these guys out of my fucking property. Yeah, if someone's gonna be having sexy time on my property, I better be joining in. If not, you guys are gonzo. Just saying.
What, do you live on Mars? I mean...
No, pal, looks like you are living on Mars. Because apparently you let this shit happen on your borderland. Yeah, what the hell? Do you have love hotels in your fucking backyard? You're letting these people come in for like $5 a pop to do this kind of shit? Yeah, why don't you like do something? Why don't you put cameras or a sentry? Or have dogs? I'll be having packs of dogs running around my property. Yeah, what the hell is wrong with you, man? If you allow it, you condone it. Just saying.
Anyone that, you know, I mean, there's been enough, I've done interviews with CNN, Fox, I mean, I've been on Jesse Water.
So what if you came out on this cocksucker's fucking show? You're on my fucking show now, so what? This guy looks like a fucking creep in my opinion, so who knows? Maybe this douchebag was in the fucking Trio World 2 with Conan. Yeah, right. This guy's a fucking douchebag. Everyone else is a douchebag. Oh, yes. This must be the Conan universe. I don't know. This must be it, but this is the world that we live in, friends. Yes, where people could do whatever the hell they want, and everyone's a little bitch, and they just spread their ass cheeks open so they could take it. Just an opinion, but let's continue.
You know, but nothing's changed.
Yeah, nothing happens, and even people deny that it's happening.
Yeah,
people will say...
Yes, friends, guess what? We live in the day and age where we're getting gaslit. Yeah, they tell us one thing, but other stuff is happening. It's because they keep us confused so they could keep on pushing their garbage. Yes, friends, that's how we live in.
The border's not open. Nothing's going on. Tell me again, how many people in the past 3.5-4 years have you seen, do you think, walk through your property?
Oh, I'm going to have to say at least probably 100,000 people.
Wow, if you get over 100,000 people going through your property, maybe you should be charging a cover charge. That's a lot of money, friend. Just saying. Yes, the powers that be don't want to be changing these things. They want to bring all this trash here so they could have fun. Yes, this is their playground. We're just their fucking toys. Well, what can we do, right, as a people? Nothing. I guess smoking if you got them, right? Well, anyways, you better get stronger because there's civil war around the corner. Yes, friends. So get stronger because if you don't, you're going to get screwed. Just a little friendly advice. So, goodbye.
How do I start an F-16? The question's real. I stole an F-16. Flip the master, all the lights begin to feel. I stole an F-16. Set the fuel pump, start the number 2. I stole an F-16. Engines whining as the turbines chew. I stole an F-16. Turn the RVR power on bright. I stole an F-16. Horizon centered, the line set right. I stole an F-16. Oh, watch the gauges and the needles climb. I stole an F-16. Wait till 20, it will take its time. I stole an F-16. Throttle back down to idle mark. I stole an F-16. Jet breathes deep with a rumbling spark. I stole an F-16. Unlock the gate and push it free. I stole an F-16. The bird comes alive with a roar of glee. I stole an F-16. Roll out the RV, I'll power on bright. I stole an F-16. Horizon centered, the line set right. I stole an F-16.